Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio
has justice on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion," end quote. The Masters tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A Taliban spokesman claims insurgents targeted an airbase in southern Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Taliban spokesman claimed the attack at the Kandahar airfield was targeted with multiple missiles, causing heavy human and material losses. Not so, says Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There were no casualties, no damage, and in fact, preliminary indications are that these rounds didn't even fall inside the perimeter of the airfield.
The Taliban appear to be pushing the Biden administration to make good on a promise to pull all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by May 1st. DOD spokesman John Kirby says the attack hurts the chance for peace.
Clearly, as I said, we condemn the attack, and we believe that this decision to provoke even more violence remains disruptive to what we believe is an opportunity for peace.
Five people, including two children, were killed in a shooting in York County, North Carolina, Wednesday afternoon. Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, along with two grandchildren, ages 9 and 5, and a man working at the home, were murdered. A suspect was caught at a nearby home. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As the border crisis continues to deteriorate, sexual assault claims are being made at a children's holding facility in Texas. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to shut down a facility holding migrant children in San Antonio after state authorities received a number of complaints about conditions inside. The allegations include sexual assault, underfeeding the children housed at the facility at Freeman Coliseum, and those who have tested positive for COVID not being separated from others. Governor Abbott says the children in the facility need to be moved to better equipped federally run facilities.
The administration failed to plan for the influx of children that they invited to come. Now they face allegations of despicable child abuse and neglect. This must end. The Biden administration must act now. This facility should shut down immediately.
Abbott says the Texas Rangers are investigating the allegations.
Neither President Biden nor Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to intervene at the border crisis Thursday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will visit two Texas border towns today. All of the nation's school kids should be back in the classrooms by the fall, the head of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention said Wednesday. September 2021 is their target for brick-and-mortar schools and children to reunite. It's being reported 80% of teachers in America have been vaccinated with at least one shot of the vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Great to have DeRoy Murdoch with us. Yes, the Fox News contributor. How's that? Contributing contributor? Because I just like the way that sounds. He's also the contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And thank God he puts up with me. DeRoy, how you doing, buddy?
Well, you know me, contributing and contributing and contributing as much as I can.
I know. Thank God for your insight. I'll tell you, we need more of it and common sense here. Before we talk about the crime scene at the southern border, can I ask you, what was going on between Joe Biden and Major League Baseball? Did they even consider any kind of understanding? Did they read the bill? Did they read what Georgia was doing in terms of trying to, you know, sear up some of these loose holes that they left us with after the 2020 election?
You know, there's something I see on the left lately, which I call the rush to misjudgment. And we thought, we've seen in numerous times where they've said, oh, my God, you know, there's a white supremacist who shot up a bunch of people in that supermarket in Boulder. Well, it turned out it wasn't a white supremacist. It was a Syrian, somebody from Syria who, you know, had some extremist views, and people are dead as a consequence.
Yeah, because you know all those white people look alike anyway, so
you got
that.
You got it, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And you may recall, it must be 10, 15 years ago, when Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard in Arizona was shot by that guy in the parking lot. And again, oh, he's a white supremacist and anti-government, blah, blah, blah. And we read his manifesto. It was total gibberish. He said things like, what does chocolate taste like? The United States government is using grammar to control people. It was just a lunatic. That guy was bonkers. So if people on the left would just spend 24 hours and, you know, count to 10, read bills, look more carefully at things, they would avoid this embarrassment where something happens, they all run out in the streets and scream at once, and then once somebody actually stops and looks at the facts, as we people on the right do, you realize, oh, they got it completely wrong. Right. And I'm sure that the CEOs of Delta and Coca-Cola and Major League Baseball, now that they've actually looked carefully and discovered that the so-called Jim Crow on steroids, as Joe Biden and completely irrational and extremely inflammatory rhetoric called it, turns out not to be Jim Crow or Jim Eagle, as he called it, but in fact a voting law that is more, shall we say, easygoing and accommodating than those in New York and in Denver, where the All-Star game is being moved, and apparently much more loose than in Biden's home state of Delaware, where I believe they have no early voting. They've got all sorts of restrictions that don't exist in Georgia. I mean, if the Georgia law were passed by Democrats, I'm sure these same people would applaud and say, oh, this is wonderful. It's got drop boxes and 17 days of early voting and on and on. And instead, these people instantly declared it, you know, an action of the neo-KKK. And then you look at the facts and you realize, no, it's not that. These people look completely stupid and ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But the damage has been done, DeRoy, again, with the framing. I mean, you got the President of the United States referring to it as the new Jim Crow laws. Come on. I mean, you're supposedly a unifier. I mean, every day with things he's saying, it is hard for me. I the only thing I can do is I can pray for him. But it is hard for me to have any kind of affinity for this man, for the destruction that he is doing, you know, to this class warfare. Kind of like what, You know, what Charles Barkley over the weekend called him out for, you know, not him specifically, but this sentiment that has, you know, people at each other's throats when he says, you know, in his heart, he goes, in my heart, I believe, you know, there's a lot of black people that are just good people. There's a lot of white people that are good people. But he says the politicians are wanting us to fight with one another so they can control us.
No, this is exactly right. And look, it's one thing to have a figure who shows up as you know, a divisive and volatile figure who comes in and continues behaving that way. But the whole concept behind Joe Biden's campaign was, and he said it over and over, said in his inaugural address, time to lower the temperature, let's all calm down, let's unify the country, let's all come together. And then he doesn't come out and say, look, I have some concerns about the Georgia voting bill, and I wish the governor and the legislature would address this, this, and this.
Mm.
That's a constructive
yes.
comment. No, it's Jim Crow on steroids. It's Jim Crow 2.0. He said this Jim Crow thing over and over. And I can't think of too many phrases other than maybe the N-word. When you say Jim Crow, the hairs on
yes.
people's neck stand up.
Exactly.
Went through Jim Crow, have horrible memories come back. Those of us who thankfully didn't go through it but have read about it in school and learned about it and studied it and so on, it creates a tremendous emotional reaction. And once you've used that kind of rhetoric, it's very hard to climb down and have any kind of a rational discussion. Instead, what happens is racial animus and tension and division. And Joe Biden got elected because he was supposed to stop that and move us in the opposite direction. And he's not even being truthful. He's lying, L-Y-I-N-G, lying over and over and over, saying that voting stops at 5 o'clock. People can't get to the polls, you know, because they – you know, they leave work. By the time they leave work, the polls are closed. Wrong. Polls are open until 7 o'clock. He said that the days of early voting were reduced. No, they've been increased. You're not allowed to give water to people who are waiting in line. No, this isn't true. The poll workers can do that. What you're not allowed to do in this law is if, let's say, Donald J. Trump runs for re-election in 2024, you can't have people walk up to the poll, people at the polls, and hand them bottles of water that say Trump 2024. I would imagine if the Trump campaign were doing that, Joe Biden wouldn't be happy. This law prevents that from happening. But if the Georgia, the Atlanta Registrar of Voters wants to give water to people in line, they're perfectly allowed to do that. So again, he has lied, L-Y-E-D, lied about this over and over. The Washington Post has given him 4 Pinocchios, and then he's gone again and repeated those lies after he got caught. So this is pure demagoguery. This is nothing yes. about bringing people together. He is dividing us and tearing us to pieces. And I'm very, I shouldn't say disappointed, but certainly not pleased by what I've seen. I'm not terribly surprised, but certainly not satisfied by his
behavior. I'm increasingly disgusted, DeRoy, my emotion on this deal, because it's what he's doing to this country and what he's doing to his presidency. And, of course, no help from the mainstream media. They're trying to cover him. But even the mainstream media can't cover all the lies. You know, they just have to move on and hope that there's another news cycle that comes about. The question I was left with is, who brief the president on, you know, this bill, this Georgia bill?
Well, I mean, he's got his chief of staff. He's got all of his advisors. You know, they obviously got this wrong. But look, at, you know, it's his responsibility. It's his job to ask tough questions, say, is this really so? Show me the law. On which page in the law does this appear? You know, he's got a TV. He's got newspapers. He can read the facts that the things he's been saying aren't true. I assume he reads the Washington Post and saw the 4 Pinocchios to his name. So if that's the case, what he should do is, you know, if he's not going to come out and apologize and correct the record, at least stop continuing the lies and repeating the lies. And yet he continues to do that again and find additional ways to split this country and cleave us into warring factions and warring racial factions. This is not healthy for a republic.
Well, and look at what it costs Georgians. I mean, we're talking $100 million at a time when they're trying to come back off of COVID. I mean, this was so radical and shocking that even Stacey Abrams had to speak out against it, right?
Well, you know, Stacey Abrams, now she's saying, oh, please don't boycott us. But, I mean, she's the one who got this thing started with this completely incendiary rhetoric. And now MLB is moving the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. Atlanta's 51% black, so if you have $100 million in economic value, pretty soon some black folks are going to benefit selling whatever merchandise they are, opening their restaurants, opening their hotels. It's in Denver now, moving to Denver, which is 9% black. That is suddenly not very black. That's less black than America's on average. So it doesn't look like America. America. It looks lighter and whiter than America. So
right.
if the whole idea is to achieve some sort of racial justice, they've gone completely in the opposite direction. They could have done racial justice by keeping it there and helping a lot of black entrepreneurs and business people. Instead, it's going to Denver, which is, if not literally white, then pretty damn white. And so, you know, if you're concerned about that sort of thing, they're definitely moving in the wrong direction.
We've got more from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. The Easter celebration provides an opportunity to reflect on our purpose and mission. Jesus' death on the cross was the ultimate act of undeserved love. And without the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday, the Tide Ministry would have no gospel to broadcast. This is the perfect opportunity to meditate on the good news that the Tide radio programs share with listeners every day. The Tide Ministry is excited to go forward in the spring season with a rejuvenation and a rededication to sharing the gospel message. Many of our listeners around the globe are hearing the gospel for the first time or just learning what it means to have a relationship with Christ. As Easter approaches, let's thank God for new life in Christ and the opportunity to share the gospel. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry works to share the love of Christ across the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Minutes
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, our southern border, you write, and appropriately so, it is a crime scene.
Absolutely correct. People have focused on this as a humanitarian disaster, which it is. You've got these unaccompanied minors packed together like canned anchovies. There's no social distancing. These kids are something like apparently 10% COVID-19 positive. This whole thing has probably turned into a giant super spreader event, which makes it a public health disaster. But this is a crime scene, and it begins with the fact that people who come across the border illegally are violating U.S. Code 13, Section 1325, and that is means they're violating the federal law, so they're criminals. The number of people who are doing so is enormous. In February, the number went up 173% year-on-year. Last month in March, according to preliminary figures, year-on-year up 398%, almost quadruple. Unbelievable. And you've got people who are folks with who've been arrested with criminal convictions. That number went down under President Trump last year, down about 43%. This year so far, this fiscal year so far, up 69.8% largely under Biden. And we have people who we've caught who have been convicted of homicide, three such people, illegal weapons possession and trafficking, 140, sex offenses, 210, assault, battery, domestic violence, 484, DUI, 715, illegal drugs, 816. These are huge numbers. So we have actual criminals coming across the border, and we just caught, just came out a couple days ago, a couple of people from Yemen who are on the FBI terrorism watch list and the no-fly list. So we have terrorists coming across the border who are catching, and who knows how many others are not being caught, who are coming exactly. into this country not to live better lives, as they say, but maybe to come here and murder us. So this is a crime scene Joe Biden has created, exacerbated, and expanded. And the oath of office says you're to defend America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And he's in violation of his oath of office just by the sheer dint of the crime scene he's created on our southern frontier.
Well, DeRoy, you know, you reference the human tragedy of this all. I didn't see AOC out there. I mean, if there was ever a reason to cry, it was the video that we were seeing, you know, that Ted Cruz was showing us, that one of the admin operatives tried to get him to erase, stop filming and that sort of thing. But it was crushing to see these young kids, what they were being exposed to and how they were, you know, they're in a facility that's supposed to hold a couple of hundred people maybe. And you've got, 4,000? I mean, over 1,700% overcrowding, things, numbers that didn't even come close during the Trump administration, but yet he was maligned at everything. And you've got Don't Cry For Me, AOC, at the gates, you know, with her fake political tears and that. But, you know, watching the video of these young kids, I got to tell you, I was emotionally moved and I was angry by the crime, as you mentioned, that is taking place, crime to these kids, because the one thing about law and order, you need both. You can't have one without the other. And it seems that this administration wants to ignore both, for that matter, especially when it comes down to the southern border, because the big question that was asked of these people that were coming in, these young people particularly, was, you know, who invited you? Why are you coming here? Oh, you know, Joe Biden.
Right, exactly. And where are they going? And it's not like they're coming for spring break and then they're going to go back to El Salvador or Guatemala. Honduras. They're here for good.
Exactly.
You know, we normally, up until a few weeks ago, apparently we would hand these folks, as they arrived, a piece of paper that said, you know, your court date is, April 18th, 2024. Please be there. And, of course, 95% of them don't show up. We all can pretend that they will. Mm-hmm. Now, apparently, they're coming in. They're not being told to show up for court dates. Here they are. These people are going to have to go to school. Some of them are 3, 4, 5 years old. You saw those two little girls, I think were 3 and 5, if I remember correctly, were dropped
over the wall. Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So let's assume one's 3, one's 5. So we're talking, what is that? Probably something like 12 or 13 years of schooling for one, and probably 15 years of, or 13 years of schooling for the other. You know, is this going to be a taxpayer expense? Are they going to be in public school with somebody paying for this? And, of course, if they get sick, they've got to have pediatric care. Who's responsible for this? Where's the money going to come to take care of these kids?
Yeah.
Do they have...
Remember, all the Democratic nominees running for president, they all raised their hand when it came to health care for illegal immigrants. They said, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep, and while you've got kids in San Diego who are American citizen kids still getting Zoom school, the illegal alien kids are in the San Diego Convention Center getting in-person learning from teachers who are volunteering to do this. And if I remember correctly, the infection rate among the average San Diegan is like 0.0018% among the people, the kids in the convention center. I believe it's 9%. That calculation means that those kids are 5,000 times more infected than the average San Diegan, 5,000 times more. And the teachers are showing up to give them free in-person learning while the chump American citizen kids whose chump parents are paying taxes for their education, they're sitting there looking at their computer screens. I mean, it is just abominable. And, you know, even if you believe, look, we feel sorry for these kids, everyone deserves a chance to be an American, blah, 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 then great. Let them go to the embassies, fill out the paperwork. We can have a very generous asylum program. Let these people in, know who they are. They got visas. We can track them. You can let them in by the millions if you want. I wouldn't do that. That goes well beyond what I would do. But there is a process. There is a rational way to do this. But having people just run across the border, sit on top of each other, get dropped over fences. There's a footage of a kid last night who looks to be about 6 or 7 years old, just wandering through the desert saying, oh, help me. I don't know where I am.
He was in tears. He's crying. There was nobody there with him all by himself.
He's not there with his parents. You know, people say, oh, Donald J. Trump took these kids from their parents. Biden's doing the same thing. Parents are saying, okay, Junior, you know, head north, have a good life, you know, I guess get in touch once you're settled. Off they go. And the reason they're doing that is they figure, you know, Papa Biden's going to take care of them. And off these kids go. This isn't good for anybody. It's not good for the kids, the parents, American citizens, American taxpayers. You know, I think this border needs to be resecured. And if we are going to have in my view, overly generous asylum system, stay where you are, fill out the paperwork, go to the visa, get your visa application at the U.S. Embassy, and we're ready for you. We'll bring you in. You land at the airport. Somebody picks you up, and we do this logically and sensibly as opposed to total chaos, which is what we have on the southern frontier.
And how about if we organize a budget to begin with to say if we are going to do this, then this is going to come out of some line item, some budgetary line item, so that there is a responsible management of a line item when it comes to the bureaucracy is almost an oxymoron, isn't it?
Well, look, again, I'm not for letting a million or 2 million people in a year. I think that's crazy and way too much. But
well, because we have a million coming in legally, and legally they pay for themselves, and there is support from family. But just to bring people in just cause, yes, it's problematic because we're ill prepared, and that's clearly what the Biden administration has demonstrated to us is that we're not ready for guests right now.
No, I agree. I mean, look, we're still recovering from COVID. We still have people lining up for vaccines. We still have new cases. We still have people dying of COVID. I mean, thank God, nowhere as many as we did a year ago. But no doubt, we're going to lose some people to COVID. We're going to expire and have sheets pulled over their faces because they're dying of COVID, because they died of COVID-19 today, tomorrow, the next day. And we still have these people who are way more infected on average than Americans. They're running in, and again, without health checks, without tests, sometimes they are tested. They're COVID-19 positive. We give them bus tickets and off they go. Who knows where? You know, this is total bedlam. If we want a generous asylum policy, in my view, probably more generous than I would want, but if that's the decision of the U.S. government, then there is a logical, sensible, lawful way to do this rather than just pandemonium, which is what we have now.
Well, here we are. We're outraged over what Governor Cuomo did with, you know, these nursing facilities. And in the border, we've got a president that is launching human-infected missiles out into the interior of our country. He's a Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, and founding member of the Project 21 Black Leadership, DeRoy Murdoch. DeRoy, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it as always.
Bill, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again.
Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to present a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday, including directing his Justice Department to tighten regulations on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion." End quote. The Masters Tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Well, the question is, can you handle it? Huh? Are you ready for it? Because I'll tell you, the truth is actually hitting us right square between the eyes. I mean, less than 100 days of this administration, and this is what you voted for. And I know a lot of people going, I didn't vote for him. But, you know, look at, hey, if you want to go along to get along, because you're not supposed to say that you have any doubts whatsoever about the election, because we've been told that it was absolutely legit. But look at this is what we got. All right. This is what we're dealing with. Absolute madness, chaos at the border. It is heartbreaking to see what's happening to these young kids. I mean, they're talking over 2,000 kids now, unaccompanied, you know, brought to you by Joe Biden's policies, all because he hates Donald Trump so much. And that, you know, the sentiment that is in our country today is just so insane that now we have people. And I got to tell you, it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense. I want to bring Dan Schultz on with us. And it's Dan, let me tell you, we had so many comments after you were on last time. And I appreciate you, coming on the show. Here with Dan's background, again, I remind you, he's elected Arizona Republican Party precinct committeeman, state committeeman, a veteran and an attorney and an author. So, Dan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Dan, the thing is that, you know, less than 100 days and the people are realizing what they bought with this last election. And it is they just cannot believe it. And, you know, there's one lie after another, whether we're talking about the southern border, whether we're talking about now infrastructure, whether we're talking about, you know, COVID relief, $1.9 trillion. And, you know, the coffers, the treasury is open, and they are spending our institutions into oblivion here.
Yeah, so the real question is, what are we going to do about it?
Right. Well, and that's what people ask me, and I keep saying, it's about we the people. I mean, we have a document that says who's responsible. I mean, we are responsible. If we elected them into office, we can get them out of office. But the people need to stand up and come together as a unified force. If not, they're running us over right now, and they're doing everything they can to bankrupt us and to, you know, have us so divided. Like Charles Barkley said the other day, which was, you know, quite appreciated, I got to tell you, by so many people. And I don't know if you caught that or not when he talked. Yeah, I mean, what were your thoughts about his comments?
Well, obviously they're trying to divide us, and you know, there isn't as I understand it, there isn't a race gene. We're all human beings, and
right.
Whether you know, despite what pigment our skin color happens to be, we're still all human beings.
Amen.
and we're all Americans, those of us who live in America. And so what we've got to do is we've got to, you know, stop listening to the mainstream media. Go back to the Constitution. You said it very well. We the people. First three words in the preamble. Read the preamble. The founders laid it all out. We the people are the guardians of the Constitution. We the people are the only people who can govern ourselves and enforce the Constitution. The problem is we're not participating in the political process. And like it or not, we have a two-party system, and the Democrats are using their party very well, the Republicans not so well.
Mm-hmm.
We are not using our party, and the reason we're not using our party is not enough of us are in it. And I lay it all out at my blog, precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. I wrote a very short book on how to use our political party, how we the people, we the conservative people, can use our Republican Party to elect better people. And it all boils down to finding your local Republican Party committee, going to the meeting, volunteering, walk in and say, I want to be part of this process. I want to be part of this committee. I'm willing to volunteer. I'm here. Please tell me what I have to do to become a voting member of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
If that particular committee is being run by rhinos, which may be the case, they're not going to welcome you. So you got to learn the lingo, find the bylaws if you can find them. A lot of these committees won't even publish their bylaws online.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you can. Call Republicans, call Republican clubs, call, you know, do whatever you have to do to find out how this committee works. Call the state party if that's what you have to do. Texas, for example, if you go to the Texas Republican Party online, there's a resources page. It lays it all out how to do it. But that's the exception. A lot of the states, they bury this stuff. They don't want anybody to know how this all works because
it's like their private club, right?
Exactly. That's exactly how they view it. They do not want you. If the RNC wanted more conservatives to come into our party, you'd be able to do what you can do at my blog, precinctstrategy.com. You'd go there, you'd see a list of states, you'd click on the state, and then it would pop up. Oh, and here are the counties. Click on the county, and then the county would information would be there, where to go, who to contact. I mean, all of this stuff is all of this information exists somewhere, but the RNC hasn't pulled it together because they don't want to make it easy for you. A lot of the state committees haven't pulled it together. They don't want to make it easier for you. I've pulled it together. What I can find, what I've been able to find over the years about how this all works, I've put on my blog, precinctstrategy.com. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is this. We're at a tipping point. One of two things is are going to happen. It's like those new Mercedes commercials. We're either going to lose our republic or not. Mm-hmm. And we are, I've told people this since 2009, any conservative audience I speak in front of, I told the Tea Partiers this, I told the 9-12 groups this. This is the bottom line. I cannot guarantee you that if you all become precinct committee men and we take over the Republican Party, I can't guarantee you that we're not going to lose the republic, but I can guarantee you this. If we don't at least do that, we're going to lose our republic. We are going to slide into socialism with no guaranteed, without a doubt. We are going to lose our republic. We're there right now.
And exactly.
I woke up maybe a long time ago.
Yeah, right. Dan, maybe some degree we can be thankful for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, because this is the wake-up call. Talk about, wake up and good morning, America. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with this reality. And, boy, if you need something else to understand, I mean, some other sign to see that the Republic is heading into its sunset years here, thank you very much, by these Marxists that have taken over, then maybe we deserve to lose it.
You're right. And I'm not sure that we're America anymore. I don't know that we have enough Americans. We don't need very many. I've got a graphic at my blog, precinctstrategy.com. I just created and posted it. It shows that we have 74 million Make America Great Again, America First. 74 million. Okay. We have 400,000 precinct committees and slots in the Republican Party. 200,000 are vacant. Less than 0.3% of 74 million is about 200,000. We need 0.3% of the 74 million, that's all, to fill up the 200,000 vacant Republican Party precinct committee positions as a first step. If we can't achieve that, we're not America anymore.
Right.
Organizing a boat parade or a car caravan or a golf cart caravan, that ain't political action. Political action starts in a, wait for it, organization called Wait for It for Political Action, maybe a political party. That's what we need to do. We need to unite and organize where we live.
Got to go to individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew up tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's Print Shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I hope you caught that operative pronoun, we. That means me's and you's, okay? The man, the woman in the mirror, if we're going to save this country, what kind of country are we passing off to the next generation? Shame on us. If for all that we have invested, and I say we, the collective we, going back to the pilgrims who were coming across the Atlantic, praying to God, please just give us this opportunity. We want a place where we could have, you know, freedom of religion, where we would not have to be oppressed like we were being oppressed in the European countries that we are leaving behind. Please, God, give us a country. So from them, the early patriots who came together to fight the number one military force on the planet with maybe a little bit better than a pitchfork or two, you know, think about it. If it wasn't by divine providence that even George Washington had to agree and thank God many times for, but for the hand of divine providence, you wouldn't even have had the seeds of an American idea. And here we are 240 some years later, and it's slipping through our fingers on our watch in our generation. How disgusting is this? We've gotten so involved with things that really don't matter that we've lost perspective on priorities. We've allowed our schools to be overtaken by Marxists that have been indoctrinating our kids that are teaching today critical race theory. They're flat out lying about this, Dan Schultz. It is disgusting what they're doing to our kids. And we're sitting there all because of, you know, COVID and being busy and working hard and trying to provide for our families. And we're giving up, you know, the goose that's laying golden eggs here.
Yeah, you're right. So the question is, what are we going to do about it?
Well, and to that question, Dan, and you and I were talking off air, is that people need to understand how this ball game works. You know, we've been in this contest, and we think the rules are a certain way, and then we find out afterwards it's not, and we still can't seem to find out the rules. Let's just, you know, because we're going to focus right now on the RNC. You know, we brought it up earlier. And I want you to explain to our audience the rules of the game as far as it goes with the RNC, because we're a two-party system right now. Even though John Naismith years ago said that a two-party system was going to pretty much go extinct because it was like two dinosaurs mating. But meanwhile, the two-party system continues, at least for a while. If the Democrats get their way, then John Naismith is right. It just took a little bit more time because we'll go from a two-party to a one-party system, and we already saw how pernicious and how dangerous that can be just in the state of California, of where I was born and raised, and you know, saw what happened and how it was a gradual progression to, you know, this absolute silliness and waste and destruction of a beautiful state of California. And this could be coming to every state of the union if we're not on guard. So break it down. What can we do in relationship and help us understand the Republican National Committee?
Well, if you want to change the Republican National Committee, you have to become a voting member of the Republican Party. And that starts at your voting precinct and your local committee. In most states, there are also county committees. Some of the eastern states don't have county committees. They just have city or borough committees and then a state committee. But it all boils down to this. Somebody elected the people who are on the RNC, according to the rules of the Republican Party, which are at GOP.com. And the somebodies who elected them are the precinct committeemen in all the various states, according to those rules. If you want to become a voting member of the party, you have to become a, it's called precinct chair or precinct delegate, usually precinct committeeman. And you have to become a voting member of the party. The voting members of the party, the precinct committeemen, elect the local district committee chairs, if there are districts committees, varies from state to state, county committee chairs, and then also the state chairman. So I'm, as a precinct committeeman in Arizona, I got elected to be one of the state committeemen from my legislative district committee. There's one state committeeman for every three elected precinct committeemen. So one of every three gets to go and have the opportunity to elect the state chairman. The state chairman serves on the RNC. I've done that. My kids have done that. I've taught them how to do it. So we are participants in the process. We directly elected our state chairman, had a vote for that. Okay. Then the other two members of the RNC from each state are called the National Committeeman, the National Committeewoman for four-year terms. We also elected them, voted for them, voted in that process. How? Every 4 years, we elect state convention delegates. I became a state convention delegate. So did my kids. And then we cast votes in those races. Anybody can run for state delegate, state convention delegate, but only the existing precinct committeemen elect those delegates. And so we were on the inside track because we were a precinct committeeman. We were the voters. That's how it works in every state. You want to change the makeup of the RNC, the first step is to get involved locally and become a precinct committeeman. If we don't change the RNC, I'm told 80% of those RNC members are globalists.
Exactly.
They're anti-Trump. If you want to change the RNC, if you want to change the Republican Party so we have a party that is an actual American-focused, America-first party, you have to become a precinct committeeman. If we don't change the Republican Party, we essentially then have a uniparty, and we're a one-party state, and we have got to change that. And if we don't change it quickly, we're going to lose the republic, period. I know I may sound like Chicken Little, the sky is falling. It's falling, folks.
We're seeing this, Dan.
If you don't do something, you're going to lose the republic, period. The thing to do is to get involved.
As I've said before many times, Dan, if not the Republican Party, where do you go? You think the tent is broad enough in the Democratic Party to accept you? Ain't going to happen. especially for right now. The Democratic Party is well-defined in this progressive movement, this Marxist ideology that they have embraced, that they will hold on to this. I mean, even if there is absolute upheaval, I'm thinking decades before there's any shift. And if they're able to secure the power that they're so close to securing, I mean, we're talking generations of command here, Dan.
Yeah. And so, again, if you want to change things, go to precinctstrategy.com, spend a few minutes, learn the basics. I've got all sorts of tutorial videos there. I have something for all 50 states. Go there, learn the basics, and then get off of your couch and go put your rear end in a folding chair at a monthly meeting of the Republican Party committee where you live and participate. Look, again, there's 200,000 vacant slots. Do we have 200,000 people left of the 74 million America Firsters that will do something?
Well, I would think we do. I would think we do. I mean, they came out in mass on January the 6th. They've been since greatly stifled. But, you know, the thing is about that, you know, though the Republicans folded, and this is, again, evidence and substantiation for 80% of the Republican Party being anti-Trumpers, was what happened after January the 6th. And it was like as if, you know, the people, anybody that voted, 70 million plus people that voted for Donald Trump were invalidated and canceled in a heartbeat. And Mitch McConnell and the rest of them allowed it to happen. That's pretty telling, isn't it?
Yeah. And again, and why? Because, look, when they look out their window and they see a rally outside of a state capitol or the U.S. Congress, a rally of people, they look out the window and they go, look at that. They still haven't figured out how to do politics. A rally, unless it's being used to recruit people to become precinct committeemen in the Republican Party, is useless. The only reason that you would ever come together in a group is to strategize and say, okay, now what do we do? And what we need to do is we need to get united and organized locally where we live. I've got a graphic I created that shows a line out the door of, you know, ACME, a Republican committee meeting, you know, ACME County committee meeting, line out the door. That's what it needs to look like every month going forward. There needs to be a line out the door, standing room only at these local committee meetings to have people there saying, I want to get involved locally here where I live to become a voting member of my political party. It is happening around the country.
Yes.
But not enough. And
right.
Frankly, you know, I'm not optimistic because my blog, you know, where all the answers are, precinctstrategy.com, you know, it maybe gets 100, 200, 3,000, you know, thereabouts hits a day. That's not enough. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, that's one of my barometers, the sale of my book, one of my barometers.
Right.
But it's not happening.
Dan, let me tell you what I've been doing. I've been talking with local efforts, even some Tea Party groups. I've shared with them, you know, our interview that we had the last time. I will share again with them and with other people that I continue to talk with, because I so believe and I'm so grateful for your efforts here, because and I want people to understand that we can push back, even though it may seem insurmountable right now. It's got to start somewhere. Like you said, if we don't, then it will anyway. At least if we do, then maybe we can give the next generation a shot at it. Dan Schultz has been our guest. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass